irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Boa Vista, Brazil, to Broken Hill, Australia, Athens, Georgia, to Atlanta. I'm sorry, Athens, Greece, to Atlanta, Georgia. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious March 15th, 2016, 11 a.m. here on the West Coast. Beautiful 75 degrees, sunny blue skies with no breeze going on. Just a lovely, lovely Southern California day.
And a happy, happy Tuesday to all. And as always, every Tuesday morning, the Tastemaker Show is brought to you by our sponsor, iBidForStorage.com. That's iBid. The number four, storage.com. They are self-storage and self-storage auction company based in Canada and the U.S. for the last 22 years. Their goal is to help you find self-storage unit auctions that best fit your needs. They make it easy and convenient to bid online for all, again, of your storage needs. And we also want to welcome on board two new sites for them in Sun City, California and Torrance, California. Last week, I believe we were sharing with you their new locations in Texas. So it's now they're in California, Sun City and Torrance. Customer service number is 844-424-3669, iBidForStorage.com.
Love it. Love it. I think I'll visit their site after the show today and see what kind of business
will.
We can conduct.
I know you will. And yep. I know you mentioned it's a beautiful 75 out there, Mark.
Shangri-La.
It's going to be up to 84 today, and we had rain 2 days ago.
I had rain yesterday morning.
I'll be
damned. We had 2 a.m. on Monday morning. I had rain out by me.
I will be damned. But yep. You know what? For most part, when we're here in the studio looking out the window and seeing the beautiful palm trees swaying, yep. I'd say 99% of the time we're in studio, it's glorious yep. out there. Even yep. through the winter, it's still, if it's chilly, it's still clear and the breeze is blowing, the palm trees are swaying, and it's glorious. 80s are expected the next week, and I think this weekend we move into spring.
Right, next week. And again, you know, we've got the best weather in the nation. Florida, you've got it hot.
Humid
storms,
gators.
Right,
hurricanes.
Hawaii. You've got Hawaii. You've got great weather, but you got that change of the weather all the time, and then you get the storms all of a sudden that come in. But that's also non-continental United States. Continental United States. I can't say this enough. Los Angeles, best weather. Southern California as a whole. Best weather in all of America.
I wonder,
glad to be here.
What the number is, I think we get the sun 300 days out of the year.
Oh, probably that.
Or 325.
Yeah. That's like why, that. You know, it takes you 2 hours to get anywhere here, to drive anywhere. And that's why we got the traffic, the congestion. It's because when you look out these windows, again, you can't say it enough. We've got the best weather in the nation.
That's
I love it.
Well, let's start the show off like we do every Tuesday morning, Mark, with our celebrity happy birthday wishes. Everybody's
great.
Enjoying a birthday on every day of the week. We got some good ones here today.
Oh, terrific.
We always do. Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart.
Reverend Jimmy Swaggart.
Reverend Jimmy Swaggart.
I'd say he's 79.
80.
Mm.
80. 80. Mike Love from the Beach Boys.
He's got to be 75.
74.
Huh? Two in a row. Just a year off.
Yeah. The Iron Sheik, Mark. The Iron Sheik, professional wrestler. Have you ever heard of him?
I have. I'd say he's 43.
He's 72, Mark. He's 72.
Dang.
He was big in the...
I was thinking about Iron Sheik Jr.
He was big in the late 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I know the Sheik.
Mike Tomlin, coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a youngin'.
Yeah.
He's only 43.
Yeah, isn't he the youngest coach in the NFL?
He is. Yeah. Yeah, he's been coaching for over 5 years. So he was...
He's been head coach for 5 years?
Yeah, 5 or 6 years. So he was given the position in the late 30s. Austin Combs, you know him. He's a 15-year-old Viner today.
Yeah, I listen to him all the time.
Yeah. Jenna Smith.
I follow him.
Jenna
say.
Smith, here we go. She's a YouTuber. She's 32. So we go from Austin Combs, a 15-year-old Viner, to Jenna Smith, 32 YouTuber. Usually these older...
32 seems kind of older for
very
a YouTuber.
Old. Yeah. No doubt about that. Will I Am, he's 40 today.
Huh.
You know,
I haven't heard much of
him
lately.
Black Eyed Peas. We met him. Didn't we meet him?
We met
all the Black Eyed Peas except for...
the main guy.
Her.
What's
her name?
Fergie.
Fergie, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. This was a number of years ago. It's about 5 years ago, I guess, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it might have been at the Asian Excellence Awards.
No, it was at the... Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah.
Lexi Lombardi. She's a 19-year-old YouTuber.
Boy, every week we got more and more YouTubers and Viners.
That's for sure. Hey, how about Yo-Yo Honeysing, 32-year-old rapper?
Huh.
Yo-Yo Honeysing, along with Lil Dicky. He's 27 today. He's also a rapper.
Wow.
Here's one you probably like, Fabio.
Wow. Fabio. I'd say he's 55.
Damn, Holmes, he's 56.
Dang.
Bumped into him at the Home Depot about 10 years ago. He was getting paint.
You got to wonder, what is somebody like Fabio, because he was big about 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Got to wonder what he does today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, wasn't he in some butter commercial about a year ago?
A couple years ago.
He still has that name, but yeah, saw him at...
I got to Google him.
Yeah. Britt Michaels. You remember him from the Apprentice. He was the winner. And...
he was the guy from the right, and he had a heart transplant or lung transplant,
brain aneurysm too,
all sorts of stuff
within
wrong
6
with
months.
Him.
Yeah,
how old is he?
52.
Huh.
52.
Okay.
Jabari Parker, Milwaukee Bucks second-year player out of Duke. He's only 20, and he's been playing for 2 years.
Wow.
And we're going to conclude today's birthday wishes, Mark, with Niera Fisher. She's a 15-year-old
Viner
YouTuber.
Oh, YouTuber.
So happy birthday to all celebrating their birthday wishes on today, this March 15th. And you know what a month from today is, don't you? One of our favorite days.
April 15th, it's the IRS due, right?
Yeah,
April 15th.
Those bastards.
Wow, yeah. Talk about overtaxed.
Yeah.
Overtaxed, and it's getting worse.
Hey, you know what,
Mark?
I haven't heard many of those commercials about a month ago, how you were saying how they were blitzkrieging.
H&R Block?
H&R Block, and all the commercials on the radio.
Yeah, well, they still are. As a matter of fact, Blake and I were just talking how he loves that new H&R Block.
Well, I get the H&R Block, but about a month ago, you were saying how constantly on the radio and on TV, they're pitching all the time, and you were right, they were. But I've seen, as we're getting closer to the April 15th date, not as much.
Hmm.
Not as much. You know, with the Alan Thicke with his commercials and... Anyhow.
Well, I don't know. It seems like I hear them all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I still do. I mean, I change it right away, so...
Yeah.
Tired of hearing.
So 1 month till that.
Dang.
I think Chelsea already got her refund.
Well, because you could file it early in January. And
she got it about a month ago.
Well, we used to do that all the time when we were younger. Remember, we used to get that thing done right away, and we'd try to get it.
And I remember we always used to think, who the hell is waiting until April 15th? But the only people waiting until April 15th are the ones that have to pay.
Right, exactly.
I mean, nobody is.
Eric, not the standard 9-to-5ers. Yeah, they want it right away.
Eric, Big E, our buddy who lives in Tennessee, he's always on it to get it out quick.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And again, if you're going to get money, in fact, on the 15th, you have people waiting at the post office till they close to send. But at the same time, whether you're sending at the post office at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m.,
a day doesn't make any difference. Come on.
The hours don't make any difference at all.
Yeah.
No difference at all.
Yeah, I saw over the weekend the Compton movie, the Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, you
thought? Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
You know, I could see Paul Giamatti getting a supporting actor nomination, but the rest of the guys, I didn't think that was that big of a deal.
Yeah,
you know, as far as acting goes,
I didn't see
it.
But could you see that being nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah, probably, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they did get kind of...
Well, you know, our screenplay buddy, Jonathan Herman, who was at our lounge, he was nominated for screenplay.
Yeah.
So usually if a screenplay is nominated, most likely, most of the time, the movie's going to get nominated. So if you're nominating the screenplay, I didn't understand why it wouldn't have gotten the Best Picture, especially because how many were nominated?
I was going to say, they had two less than they could have.
So it was 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have went as high as 10.
Yeah.
So this one could have easily fit in there. I liked it. I just think it was about a half hour too long.
Yeah.
But
this is funny, though. Like you said, this could be – a lot of people are saying it had quality and caliber to be Best Picture. And this particular year, they pass on two movies. So this could have easily – it's almost like they just wanted to stay away because it was a movie.
Well, you know, they did have a lot of F-bombs and the N-word in it constantly. The members of the Academy may have just looked like it was just to the extreme.
Yeah.
You know, we started watching and we were trying to count how many times in the first couple minutes they used both those words. And it was unbelievable in the first couple minutes how many times they used those words. So,
speaking of Paul Giamatti and the movie itself being, not nominated, I saw the Oscar-nominated movie Room this past weekend. And that was one with Brie Larson where she got absolutely every award.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I got to tell you, she did an okay job. Maybe she did a little better than okay, but she sucked up every award. Now,
so you're saying that she didn't do good enough to win every award. Her performance wasn't exemplary.
Right. But on the other note, talk about who got overlooked like Giamatti was the kid who was in this movie, that 9-year-old kid. Unbelievable. Acting, if you're good, is a talent. But when you're young and you're acting, that's a talent. We were at an event last week, Mark. Remember, we got interviewed by a 13-year-old kid on the red carpet.
Now,
that kid was 13 years old. He shouldn't have even been there. I don't know if his folks were pushing him into it, but he had no talent, in my opinion, whatsoever. This kid who was in this movie Room, 9 years old, how in the world? He wasn't nominated for any award.
I think he wants something. I remember seeing him on stage getting something. Uh-huh. I don't know where or what it was, but I remember him being on the stage and he got some award.
So he got
something. I just don't know what it was.
But
for.
He definitely should have.
Maybe he didn't get a SAG.
He didn't get a Golden Globe. He didn't. I don't think it was a SAG either. But maybe it was Critics' Choice.
Might have been a Critics' Choice. Yeah, he got something.
Either way, his performance was fantastic. I mean, they gave Tatum O'Neal an Oscar for being, I think, 12 years old in 1972 for Paper Chase.
Wasn't Holly Hunter the little girl in the piano? Or who was the little girl that was in the piano that went out to be somebody?
Oh, that was...
The girl that was in True Blood.
Oh, True Blood?
Yeah, that the main vampire girl, or the main girl that was in True Blood.
Oh.
She was the little girl that won the Oscar for the piano.
She was like
10.
With Adrian Brody?
Yeah, was he in the piano?
Yeah.
Okay, he won an Oscar.
No, he was in the... Yeah, the piano. Yeah, he did get an Oscar.
Okay, yeah, so the two of them got Oscars.
Yeah, but anyhow, The Room was an interesting movie. It was kind of cool, but the kid, without a doubt, holy crap. And I'm telling you again, hard to believe when you're 9 years old how you could act like that. You know as well as I do, acting is not easy.
Well, it's a talent. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a talent. So.
You know, some people it just comes easier than others.
Yeah, so...
That was good. Straight out of Compton, but it was too long. 2.5 hour movies are epic movies.
And how about the people that played the gangsters? I know the son. He was his son, but he looked like him. But everybody else, the guy that played Dre, he looked like him. The guy that played the other one, what's his name? The other the rapper, the N.W.A. They all did a good job of making him look like who they were supposed to be. Mm. So there you have it.
Well, again, like I was saying, 2.5 hours, you can make the Ten Commandments, you can do the Towering Inferno, you can do the Bridge on the River Choir, Lawrence of Arabia, but for Straight Outta Compton, keep it at 2 hours or less.
Was it 2.5?
Oh, yeah. Easy 2.5. Maybe 237, something like that, but long movie. Hey, I want to do a shout-out to a brand that we had participating in our Oscar suite a couple weeks ago. In addition, they also were in our Emmy suite last year.
What?
This is a very popular... category, matchmaking. We've all seen Millionaire Matchmaker on Bravo, or is that A&E that was on, right?
Bravo.
Which I haven't seen in a couple of years. I don't know if it's coming back.
Patty Stanger, right?
Yeah, so it's got the Millionaire Matchmaker. And this is a huge subject about, you look in Los Angeles magazines, there are all these Millionaire Matchmakers in the back of these magazines. You pay them, like, I think $20,000 or $20,000, and they match you with a millionaire.
Wow.
And it's a great brand that was in our event. MillionaireMatch.com. That's www.millionairematch.com. This is one of the number one internet-based dating sites out there, believe it or not, designed for successful and attractive single individuals who are looking to meet millionaires. First, this is the first and largest site of its kind. And when I say of its kind, I'm talking about Millionaire Matchmakers. They offer 24/7 services provided, which is pretty cool. You know, at 3 in the morning, you wake up, you want to get something going, no problem. Go right there. This gives you an opportunity to meet real millionaires. If you're successful or physically attractive, an attractive single, it's the right place for you. Voted best of the web by Forbes, as seen in press on Forbes.com, CNN, ABC, and the Wall Street Journal, MillionaireMatch.com. Please visit www.MillionaireMatch.com for your millionaire needs.
Well, Mark, I guess if you were, here's a point. If you were looking to entertain the dating market, why not just go straight to, Millionaire.com or one of those places? Just like these people that rob liquor stores or gas stations. I'm not encouraging or endorsing it, but why don't you just go big, just like with this? I mean, why go to any other website or match site?
Yeah, you got to wonder, if you rob a bank and get away with $20,000, is the penalty or sentencing going to be more than when you go to the corner drugstore and knock off $180 from them?
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to rob a gas station or liquor store and get $17, you might as well rob. Well, again, I'm not endorsing or encouraging. I'm just saying, same with the matchmaker. If you're looking for these sites for whatever they're called, go straight to the Millionaire Matchmaker. I guess there's a lot of them out there too, right? Or I don't know.
I know there are a lot because, I mean, there's a lot in the different backs of magazines.
And, with that Patty Stanger show, The Millionaire Matchmaker, I mean, a lot of these people were not millionaires that were on the show.
But they were celebrities, though, weren't they?
Yeah, celebrities. But, a lot of them were not millionaires. And it's just like the housewives of every city.
I mean, not all of them are housewives.
Yeah, you know, I was catching up on an episode from a couple weeks ago, I guess. These are the new ones. The guy that used to be a football player for San Diego, I think, and then his wife,
right,
who used to know Faye Resnick or
right,
had something to do with that.
Right.
They live like in a condo that's not even in Beverly Hills. So
yeah.
I thought that's weird because – it's weird because you see them in the kitchen. She's making a cup of coffee or whatever in this little kitchen at an average-sized condo. I mean, it's just nice.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, you're at that that woman who has that palatial estate out there in Pasadena where it's like old money.
Yeah.
You know, she's married to that lawyer that made $1 billion.
Right. But they own three planes.
Right. So you've got old Pasadena money. And then you've got this. I think the producers of the Housewives have to be a little bit more selective,
yeah,
to fit into that category.
Well, I'm not sure, Mark, if you've seen the Housewives of the Potomac. There's a couple on there. They're like struggling. They're divorced. They're living in like an apartment or a condo as well. And she goes to work on a daily basis, working at some. I mean, like a regular job. Nothing,
you mean like a 9-to-5-er?
Yeah, nothing glamorous at all. Huh. And she's always talking about how poor she is. So what's the criteria? I mean, again, all these housewives for the Potomac, none of them are like either super rich or super famous.
Yeah.
So
they have to be more selective in the producers of that show.
I'm very curious to see how Dallas is going to be. I think that comes out in a couple of weeks, the Housewives of Dallas. But I'm pretty sure Potomac is going to
tank.
Going to tank like Washington did.
Yeah.
You got to have people of significant value or significant wealth. I mean, at least with the Housewives of Beverly Hills, for most part, they're all pretty much well-to-do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Vanderpumps. You got David Foster's ex-wife. You've got what's her name that's married to Harry Hamlin. Then you've got
Lisa Rinna.
Yes, and then you got the other ones that's married related to the Paris Hilton. So for most part, they're all well-to-do.
Yeah, yeah. They do have to be. Select a little bit more selective.
Like I said, I'm very curious to see how the.
Hey, do you still get Wine Spectator?
No, okay. Because that one doesn't look familiar. I must have stopped getting it.
I just got this yesterday.
Yeah,
but anyhow, look at this. Could you tell who that is off the top of your head?
Wow! Don't tell me that's Coppola.
Yeah, but you're used
no
to
glasses.
Seeing with glasses.
Yeah.
And I saw this with him yesterday, and you know, without glasses, I guess he looks a lot younger. You know, and if he'd get rid of the gray, he wouldn't. He's got to be 70 something, I would figure.
Yeah, I think he's probably about 75.
But this is a great ad. This is for Ely, you know, with the coffee maker that we have.
Yeah. Why did they go to him?
Well, I'll tell you in a second. But we did we produced the official gifting suite for the Food Network's New York Food and Wine Festival a couple years ago, and Ely was one of the coffee brands from. That was in the gifting suite.
Is that the espresso machine we have?
It is, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
And I had never had an Ely coffee before from an Ely coffee maker or anything, but we had it when we were there, and it was great. We then since had one mailed to us, which is great. I don't know how often you use yours.
I don't.
I use mine about once a week maybe.
Yeah, I don't.
And during the winter months, I mean deep into the winter months, you know, December and January, I'm probably a couple times a week I'm using it. But Ely is – anyhow, why he's in this picture is he's friends with Ernesto Ely.
And Coppola is 77, by the way.
See? Now, he doesn't look 77 in this picture.
No.
Right?
No.
But he's friends with Ernesto Ely. And so they've been friends for a while. But interesting, when I was reading this article, and Ernesto Ely and him are friends, and, you know, Coppola's a winemaker, and Ernesto Ely was telling, and I guess that's how they come to represent each other in this ad, is that Ely was telling Coppola he respects and loves Coppola and how easy it is for him just to be a winemaker. He says, once you make the wine...
Easy.
Once you make the wine, it's done. You serve it. But with the coffee... He says there's so much more involved with it. You've got to put the right water in. You've got to handle the beans the right way, the processing of the beans, and afterwards the serving of it, the right amount of cream or milk.
So he's saying coffee's tougher?
Yeah, he's saying that
wow.
The coffee, you have to have the right temperature of water, the exact pressure, and the precise rate of flow. Just makes it seem complicated.
Wow.
But anyhow, I'm reading this article and I'm thinking, boy, I can go for a cup of my Ely. And see, here he's got our little cup that we've got.
Yeah.
And since you don't have yours, or use yours as much as I do, I swear, you know, once you had that first cup, you know, that little cup goes so fast. It's strong coffee because it's espresso.
Well, you can do the double shot, can't you? You have the option
I always
to make
do the double shot.
Yeah. And I've got a bigger cup, too, that we coincidentally just had that it's about... That it's a little bigger. That's a bigger cup size than what we have, I think.
No, this is the exact cup size that we
okay.
have. But what I do now is because I go through that first cup so much, I have a bigger cup that I use now, and I do the double and then a double, so it's almost full. So that way I don't have to keep going back and running it again.
Mm-hmm.
The one
dispenser,
I might do that today.
The one dispenser that you have to put in,
yeah,
you can use that one three presses of the button. I used to only use it, hit the button once, and you get the cup. It only fills up the once. But that, there's, the coffee is so strong, you could use it, you know, like a tea bag. You could use over and over again. This one thing of coffee at Ely, you can use it three times.
That being said, we've had this a couple of years, and you use it once a week. How much is it to buy the refills?
I always get it as a gift, a stocking stuffer, or a birthday present, a Father's Day present, Christmas present. I never go out and buy them.
Do you know how much they are, though?
I have no idea. Mm. But it comes in a big can, and the can is loaded with them. I guess there's about 30 that come in a can.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you do it once a week or twice a week.
How big is a can? Like a gallon of coffee?
Almost like a coffee can.
The old-fashioned type of coffee
can? Almost, cans? But it's wider and shorter. But anyhow, great article about the coffee here. And
is that the Sting and his wife on the cover of the magazine?
He looks like he's an old farmer here, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, that's his look now.
Well, I know.
But what's he talking about?
He's
making wine too?
Yeah, he's a winemaker.
Wow.
Yeah.
But easier than making coffee, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Wow.
But great. And you know what? I really love the Nespresso in Beverly Hills. The cup of coffee, the ads really did it. The George Clooney and Danny DeVito really brought a lot of popularity back to the Nespresso and these gourmet coffees.
Yeah.
And I've been out to Newport Beach where they had the Nespresso, and it wasn't as crowded as in Beverly Hills. You can go there and get free samples.
Free samples? Is it like that size?
A regular size cup.
Wow.
Not this little one. You can get a bigger cup.
For free? All the time?
Yeah.
The one in Beverly Hills?
Well, only if it's not crowded in Beverly Hills. I was there a few months ago, and they'll give you like a little sample, but they sell it there also. See, the one in Beverly Hills is also – the one in Newport Beach, they sell the product, but it's not a store where you can come in and just pay to have a drink.
Mm.
In Newport Beach, they sell the product. That's
I was going to say, because we're going to be in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive tonight. Could we go in there and get one of these big old cups?
Not a big old cup. They'll give you a small cup in the Beverly Hills one.
So, no, when you say small, you're talking about like the kind you and I have at home?
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
The kind that we have.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But anyhow, I like
the
coffee.
Yeah, I haven't had it probably 6 months.
Wow.
If not longer.
Did you run out of your coffee?
No.
No.
Just,
hey, who's sponsoring the show today, by the way?
By the way, Mark, iBidForStorage.com. That's iBid, the number 4, storage.com. Be sure to check them out for all your auction and storage needs. They make it easy and convenient to bid online, again, for all your storage auctions. If you want to give them a call, it's 844-424-3669. Again, that's iBidForStorage.com. And recently marked two more locations in Southern California, in Torrance and Sun City. Actually, Sun City is not Southern California.
It's Arizona, isn't it?
No, Sun City, California. I think it's up north.
Oh.
But Torrance and Sun City. There is a Sun City in Arizona, too, by the way.
Yeah, we were there once, back in the early 70s.
Yeah, I think that's... It's basically all
seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Del Webb.
Yeah, that's right. Del Webb. Sun City.
Yeah, Del Webb. So iBidForStorage.com. Mm. Right on.
Great, great.
All right. So last week in events we attended.
Laney Entertainment, the producers of The Bay, the new season coming up soon. We were at the name of the club was the
St. Felix.
St. Felix.
St. Felix.
St. Felix.
St. Felix. Okay. On
in the Cahuenga Corridor.
Boy, was it buzzing or what?
Wow, it was like we were in New York City.
No kidding. And the place was cool. It looked like a 1920s, 1930s old Hollywood type of
and the building was. They haven't done, I mean, they've kept it pretty much intact.
Yeah. Great event to that was the second event of the night for us. We didn't stay that long. You know, Corey Feldman attended, a fashion designer Sue Wong attended, a couple other people attended after we departed. But
Kate Linder was there.
Kate Linder,
you know,
yeah.
We know Kate likes to drink.
What is her connection with the Bay? Do you know?
I think she was in the Bay. Yeah, because
was she?
Yeah, she's been in multiple events that we went to.
Right,
and I think she had appeared in the Bay before. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And who else was there? There were a couple other good people that were there as well. I forget who they were. You don't remember?
No, that's what I was saying. I remember Corey Feldman. I know fashion designer Sue Wong was there, and a couple other people came after we departed. We left kind of early, but it was almost 10 o'clock when we did leave. We were attending another event.
Well, and also it wasn't an open bar. You know, I like to have an open bar. That always helps you stay longer.
Yeah, we got one ticket.
Right, one ticket for one drink, and you know, you stay. Oh, yeah, we bumped into Corey. We talked to him for a while, our former agent. But yeah, that was a neat club in the Cahuenga Corridor in Hollywood, buzzing just like New York City.
St. Felix, never heard of it before this.
Nope.
I try to keep in tune. In fact, here's another cool place. Have you ever heard of The Nice Guys?
No.
It's on on La Cienega, the old restaurant row. You know who was there last night with his entourage?
Where, the nice guys?
Yeah.
No.
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, yeah, so he's officially got the boot then. He's
done. Yeah, he'll land someplace else.
Well,
not a
in
problem.
The NFL he won't.
Yeah, well, there's already three people trying to get him. Yeah. But anyhow, so he was with his entourage at the nice, it was called the Nice Guys. So I went to the website to check it out. Cozy, it's owned by the same people that own Bootsy Wells and some other cool Hollywood nightclub. It's the spot. Mm-hmm. Cozy Italian boots, cool music, dark and dim, but the happening spot to be at 413 La Cienega is the Nice Guys. Never heard of it until I saw him coming out of it last night, getting into his Escalade with four brothers.
Yeah, see, this guy, he's doomed. All he can think about is going out and having a good time and partying.
Yeah.
He should be out there meeting with NFL and out there conditioning himself and getting in shape. Because when does NFL practice or start?
I mean, well, the draft is in April. Then there'll be a mini camp in May.
Yeah, so. All right. Is the draft still taking place in Chicago again
this year? It sure is.
That's in about 4 weeks.
April 24th, I think, or the 22nd that weekend. But, it's getting bigger and bigger. And I remember we were in Chicago a week before the event last year, before the draft last year, and it was at some older...
some auditorium that's been there since the 20s.
Downtown.
Yeah. A couple blocks from Sears Tower.
I know we were watching. They had a huge red carpet, you know, bigger red carpet scene than ever before. So they're turning into more of an event and more just of a business type thing. It's more of a talent thing, and all the press are there, and they get this big red carpet, old place, and it's been in New York forever. And I think I like the idea about taking it to Chicago.
I do too. Chicago's a great town to have it in, you know. But hey, I want to do a quick shout out again to another brand that we had in our Oscar brand a couple weeks ago. As we've been too busy the last couple weeks, we've had guests last week, and I think we had guests 2 weeks ago, so we've had a lot of guests. So
or Collins.
Collins, right? So we didn't have a lot of time to really.
Pitch our
some of the brands that were in the things because we had so many different brands. This is cool. It's a beer holster, and it comes from Rocky Mountain Holster, and the website is www.rockymountainholster.com. Made of real leather. That's one thing that I really liked about this thing, the smell of that leather. You know, it makes you feel really outdoorsy, right? You know?
Yeah.
And it's I guess there's no other way to call it except it's a beer holster or a drink sling. It's the ultimate beverage accessory. Now, you could put it on your belt buckle, and what it is, it's just a container or a holder that you could put your beer can or beer bottle in.
Yeah.
So if you're at a party,
I think
you
it's
don't
beer
want...
bottle. I don't think
I've seen beer cans in here too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I mean, if you want to. If you want to have your hands free while you're at a party or whatever, and you don't want to be holding your beer bottle or beer can, put the holster on. And then you just keep the beer in the holster. When you're ready to use it, pop it out of the holster. It's great for bike riding, too, because this thing attached to you like your handlebars. And if you had a can of your water bottle or
your favorite beverage,
drink, you put it into your holster and attach it onto your bike while you're driving. So it's great.
Driving?
Yeah, riding. Actually. Wow. It's great for bike riding. High quality, handmade, 100% leather. Smells great. That's www.rockymountainholster.com. Go visit them. Order your holster, your beer holster today. I love it. I use mine. I don't know if you ever use yours.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark, you know, I'm going to Vegas this weekend for March Madness. Mine is already packed.
Oh, good.
For Jonas and myself, we will both be using. I should take a picture.
You know, this is, as a matter of fact, this is a great thing to have in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Because you could walk around with beers.
The thing is, Mark, you could walk around with a beer in your hand and you could have a second one in the holster. When your first one's gone, you get the second. But anyhow,
you got to tell that to Andy Houston.
Yeah.
Get to Vegas, get some pictures of the holster in Vegas.
I'll be in Vegas this weekend with the holster. And I put it on my belt yesterday just to try it out. I didn't think that a can could fit in there. I thought it was only built for a bottle. But
it's good size.
Yeah, so
RockyMountainHolster.com.
Yeah, I'll be using
it
this weekend.
Get there and order your holster today.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one of the things, Mark, about being involved with our events, it's not always just an expensive trip or a pair of sunglasses or denim or watches. It's, you know, our company is a wonderful marketing platform for brands like this holster or like Empire Rocks or just, you know, brands that are just off the beaten path. It doesn't always have to be the premier item, the item that everybody's talking about. It's a wonderful marketing platform to showcase, introduce, and market these
unique items, new items,
yeah.
different items.
Yeah, like that, right?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, so I was talking earlier, we attended the Bay event last week. The other event we went to was a charity event for, it was at a bowling alley.
Pins, right?
Yeah.
P-I-N-Z.
Yeah, but it was, I guess it was 80% children.
Yeah.
I don't know, teenagers.
Well, that might have been the charity. It was a teenage charity.
Yeah.
A
great cause. It was great being involved in the event. It was a poker and bowling event. We walked the red carpet, and this is the first time this has ever happened. We were interviewed by a 13-year-old kid. And the funny thing is, which was awkward actually, it wasn't funny, it was awkward, he didn't even have the questions to ask us.
He asked us a couple of questions.
One question, why are you involved with this charity? And then after we get in talking to
him, we were like deer in headlights because we didn't do our research like we should have ahead of time and find exactly the details behind the charity that we were attending.
You know as well as I do, Mark, and I hate to say it, but it's a fact. Most of these celebrities that go to these events that we go to, they go because they're invited guests. They don't believe in the cause, and they're not briefed and versed beforehand on what to say. I hate to say it, but I've seen this happen many times when people have been asked questions about the charity, like you just said, deer in headlights.
You mean us, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You just, people are usually asking about your career or what you're doing, where you're going, what have you. But anyhow, a 13-year-old kid, but he looked lost.
But he did. But one thing I did like about this, they had food that was served there, which is great. And the cookie they had.
Not just served, it was the buffet style, which
buffet
is the best.
Style, right.
Which is the best.
Yeah,
we
both cup like sandwiches,
we both
buffalo
like it.
Wings.
We like it when they walk around with this stuff too, but when it's out there and they get the little buffet, I love that. Help yourself as much as you want.
Yeah. But what I really enjoyed was the cookie.
I agree, Mark, but I took a cookie to go. I didn't like it. It was like a cinnamon cookie that had a hot hint to it. Spicy. Yeah. Don't like that spicy when it comes to sweets.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was a fun event. They raised a lot of money because it was a celebrity poker event, too.
Yeah.
We weren't playing the poker because we're not poker
That's
players.
That's not our scene, man. Yeah. That's not our scene. Right. Second poker event we've been invited to in the last, that was within a week because the first one the week before was at that charity event was for poker. The other one was on a Thursday. Like you always say, most of the events we go to are on Thursday. But anyhow, two back-to-back or week-to-week poker events, that's just not our scene. You know, we'll contribute, we'll participate, we'll donate, we'll make an appearance, but the poker is just not our scene. So, we'll bowl, we'll do that. We'll provide gift bags. We'll do that. We'll provide our name. But we just won't play poker.
No, it's just not what we get into.
What we'd like to do is participate in the Chris Everett tennis charity event that we participate in every year. We'd like to get involved with that. Actual playing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, what was I about to say? Oh, guess what I just found out yesterday? What's coming back? What's coming back to the airways, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world? What's coming back?
Gilligan's Island.
Back. No. The Full Storage House. Wars returns for a new season.
Do tell.
April 5th, I believe.
Hey, Mark, I don't think I've gotten my call yet. What's happening to return? Wait a minute.
Stay tuned. Okay. Stay tuned.
You tell me more
gentlemen.
To follow? Is that what you're saying?
April 5th. A&E Network.
3 weeks from tonight.
Storage Wars returns. Should be good.
3 weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
Are we back?
Tune in.
Damn. On A&E? Fantastic. Hey, big shout out to 94th Aero Squadron. We were invited to attend their brunch, which they have a fantastic Sunday brunch. We knew somebody that actually just went a couple days ago, and that was her first time there. She was so impressed with it. She says next time she goes, she's going to get there at 9 a.m., eat like three people, hang out someplace, take a nap, and be ready for more at noon. So big shout out to 94th Aero Squadron for the invitation, the tastemakers.
It's probably been 20 years since we've been, right? Or 15 years,
or something like that? Or close
or
to that. Yeah. Put it this way. The last time I think I was there was with Eric, and he's been gone for quite some time. And we've been living out in Santa Clarita for over almost 17 years, so close to 20. But looking for hopefully the quality is still there. We had dinner there a little more than a month ago. The food was good. So
the food was okay. Remember the food, Matt? But it was the thing wasn't cooked. But other than the one thing that wasn't cooked, everything else was fantastic.
Yeah.
I forgot what the dish was that wasn't cooked, but otherwise you're right. The dessert was fantastic.
Yeah.
The soup we had was French onion soup.
Yeah,
best French onion soup. Better than my mother-in-law's.
Yeah, if the quality soup, quality of the food is just as good from the brunch and from what I remember, it's fantastic. Looking forward to it. We'll have to get that.
Do they have
the
a website you could put out there?
You know what? I would assume it's 94thAeroSquadron.com. 94th Aero, AEROSquadron.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
For dinner and brunch.
I love a brunch. As a matter of fact, we're going to brunch this Sunday.
Where at?
Circa 55 in the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills. One of the best brunches out there. I mean, I love this type of brunch where, first off, they've got the unlimited champagne. I don't like it when you just get one glass. I like the unlimited champagne. So that's going for us. Then you have the breakfast buffet, okay? And then after the breakfast buffet, you can choose one entree off their lunch type menu. So you've got there's about six or seven choices, I think, from the lunch menu. And then you get the breakfast buffet, which covers the egg omelet bar and the potatoes and sausages and danishes.
Bagels.
And then you get this dessert tray afterwards. They bring this dessert tray with little
what do they call those?
Eclairs and pétifors and what is that other French thing that they're popping up everywhere now?
Macaroons.
Macarons, yeah.
It's a nice little assortment.
Yeah, so that's at the Beverly Hilton on Sunday.
Do you remember what you got last time? Did you get the salmon?
No, I didn't get the salmon.
What was the thing
Stacey
we got
the salmon.
What was the thing we got the first time?
I got the lobster roll.
No, okay. That was the last time you...
Well, no, that's, you said to me what
well,
I had.
When you and I were there the first time.
Oh, the first time?
Yeah,
we had the salmon, I thought.
No? It was something... I got what you had because I remember you said, this is something I don't get very often. It's on the menu. I'm going to get it. You don't remember?
No. Yes, I do. I sort of remember.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyhow, I had the lobster roll the last time. It was good, except the roll wasn't good. The lobster on there was great, and the condiments that came in the lobster. But the roll itself, if you're making a lobster roll, there's two things that have to be exemplary. The lobster and the roll.
Roll's got to be key.
Right.
Yeah.
And this roll was not key. So I guess it made up for it with all the champagne that came.
For
kept
most
coming.
Part, lobster's lobster. It's always going to taste
right.
good. It just
yeah.
is. So that's why the lobster is important, but not as important as the roll.
And the roll was...
Stink bomb.
Yeah.
Huh. So that was on the menu the last time we were there.
So no, that was a new one.
Yeah, that was a new one.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll give... Even though you said the roll wasn't that good, maybe I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I might give it a shot, too.
Kids' Choice Awards this past weekend. Did you check it out?
And you know what? I knew it was on, but I just thought... Why bother?
Yeah.
You know?
I T-voted just because, but I haven't watched it. Blake Shelton was the host. What are your thoughts about that?
I thought that was kind of weird because a lot of – first off, I guess a lot of kids watch The Voice. That's where they know Blake Shelton from The Voice, right?
But it seems like the Kids' Choice Awards is more of a younger crowd. When I see him, I think him cowboy country older dude on The Voice. Usually, I mean, they have Justin Timberlake, they have Nick Cannon, they have younger, cooler, hipper people associated with the show.
You know, I've watched the show the last few years, and the last few years I started thinking, why am I watching? I watch it because it's our business. We're into gifting, we're into celebrities, we're into award shows. And so I'm watching it and I'm thinking, and for the last 3 years I've been thinking, why?
Yeah. Did you T-vote at least?
No, I didn't.
Because at least if you T-vote, you could zip through it.
But then I realized... The people that – the shows that are nominated or the people that are in the shows, all these new shows that are on Nickelodeon or Disney now, I don't even know who these shows are, what these shows are, and who these people are in these shows.
Yeah.
So I realized, you know what? I'm not even going to bother watching this thing.
Yeah.
So they did a good skit on it on Saturday Night Live. Did you see the Saturday Night Live episode a couple days ago?
I T-voted it. I didn't see it.
Yeah. But anyway, they did a good skit. Ariana Grande was on there. I don't know if you've seen the clips on her.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
She did a great job.
She got a great voice.
She was like Drake. Drake did a great job when he hosted before. But and also The Rock, he does a good performance on the show. But anyhow, you know, it was at the Fabulous Forum,
Fabulous
I guess,
Forum.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any desire to see it.
Yeah.
So I passed.
I saw a picture of Tori Spelling on the red carpet wearing her red...
she's got a new show on the Cooking Channel.
Yeah.
She was promoting
it. Some of these people just keep on...
And she's still with her husband, right?
Yeah.
We
met him in...
Toronto.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, Mark, one of my favorite movies with Kevin Costner is Open Range with Robert Duvall.
Wow.
You know that one?
Yeah, I know the one.
But anyhow, he plays... what's the name of the girl that's married to Warren Beatty?
Ina Benning.
Yeah, he is in this movie. He plays the doctor, her brother. So I saw him the other day and thinking, hey,
that's Tori Spelling's husband?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah, and so I saw him. I go, damn, that's right. He's in this movie, and I like it a lot. But as I'm seeing him, I'm thinking, we met him, and, you know, there's
that. I think
that,
he was having an affair in Toronto with somebody while
we were
there.
So, and he seems like a real nice guy in this movie. But
he took pictures. Well, he was a nice guy in person, too, because he was taking pictures with everybody. He was
and all the women were drooling over him, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And he wasn't even a Swiss. He was kind of like
the extra
Jason
person.
Priestley that was involved with the rally event in Vancouver. Vancouver when we were there.
Yeah.
Not associated on the website as being a celebrity, but like an invited guest, like a extended courtesy.
Yeah, they also had that Hayden Christensen guy that was in the new Star Wars
right.
movie. He was the first one a few years
Boy,
ago.
Boy, what happened
to
him?
Right?
Yeah, right.
Right, what happened to him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he did the pop-in.
So anyhow, so Tori Spelling was in this pink outfit, and there was talking about her wardrobe, the bad choice for the red carpet. She got an invitation from us a couple weeks back to attend her event. And what was her response? Do you remember?
She wanted to know what the brands were, I think.
Yeah,
she had to know what the brands were, and I think what the value or something.
Before
of the thing
I come
was.
Out, tell me what I'm getting.
Yeah.
How much is it worth?
Yeah.
My response to that, Mark, is no thanks.
Later.
You know?
Right. You come out, you get surprised. You see what's in there, right?
She's Tori Spelling.
You're right. She's not Annette Bening.
But I guess she's still big.
Or she's not Beyonce.
Yeah. But I guess she's still big. And boy, she gives, I mean, she's very, forgetful or forgiving
with her husband.
Right.
Right. She said she wants to keep, because they've been married almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And she wants to keep it going, so.
Big shout out, Mark, to iBidForStorage.com, our weekly sponsor every week on this show, The Tastemakers, being brought to you only because of our sponsor, iBidForStorage.com.
Great.
Get
Great.
To their website. Check them out.
Hey, we are producing our SB gifting suite here at the W Hotel in Hollywood on July 12th, which is kind of cool. We've never done an SB gifting suite before. We've done the Emmys, the Oscars, the Sundance, Grammys. We did something for the MTV Awards. I mean, pretty much across the spectrum. We've
yep.
done everything. But the ESPYs is something we haven't done before. So I'm really looking forward to this thing. So any brands that are out there, if you've got something you think is cool, it's leaning towards sports, whether it be football, the Olympics, anything in the Olympics, contact us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll talk about getting your brand involved because it should be cool. We expect to have a lot of cool names, a lot of cool celebrities, and a lot of cool sports stars.
I know you're really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm looking forward to? Shake Shack.
Oh.
Opening up today in West Hollywood. Also, they're going to have one in Glendale.
Yeah.
Shake Shack, for those of you who don't know and have been living under a rock, but actually, it's in New York. So, I mean, you could be an LA resident. Unless you traveled to New York, you don't know about it. But Shake Shack has been around since, I think, 2005. Not a long time, but 2004, 2005. I'll have to double check that in New York. But they are coming here to compete with Burger City, with all the other burger joints here. And Good Burger, they got known for their custard, their shakes, and their burgers. So, Shake Shack opening today. It's open right now. They opened up 40 minutes
right?
ago. Yeah,
wow.
So Shake Shack, get out there to West Hollywood. Not sure when the Glendale one's opening, but that's great.
I would think probably about a year, I guess.
Oh, right? Until the next one?
I think so, yeah.
So check out Shake Shack when you get a chance and get yourself a
Hey,
shake.
Don't they have a Shake Shack out there at the 3rd Street Promenade?
Or no, that's Steak and Shake.
Oh, Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
You know, those are good burgers too.
Yeah.
But the menu there is limited. It's not like the one in Vegas or the ones that we've been to in Kentucky. Very limited to the variety of options you have, which I don't understand.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah. And that's like a $3.50 burger.
I love a good burger.
You like the butter burger there, I think.
I love the butter burger
yeah.
there.
In fact, I'm headed to Vegas this weekend. I might make a point to get out there.
You know,
and speaking of that, Mark, when we were just talking about Vegas, anyhow, we'll get back to that later. But what were you going to say?
You know, while we're talking about burgers, McDonald's, they have this new deal. For $5, you can get the mix and match. Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese, 10 nuggets, chicken McNuggets, Filet-O-Fish, and you could pick two of them for $5. Great deal. I went with Blake the other night for dinner, just the two of us. We went.
Because the Big Mac alone is $4.50, I think.
Right. That's why when you have the combination, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I don't know when the last time you were at a McDonald's for dinner. Usually we'll go there for a lunch or we do a drive-thru. So you're never really inside the restaurant at a dinner time. However, scratch that, I guess. The last couple of times we were coming back from a Hollywood event, we always stop off of that McDonald's in.
Oh, yeah.
That one's pretty crowded.
Yeah.
But I guess it's because of the location where you're at. And that's later, too. But that's strange. But that one is crowded. But anyhow, excuse me. We were at the one in Arcadia the other day. Drive-thru wasn't happening. This was about 6:30, I guess, on
Wednesday.
It was the other night. Anyhow, so there's nobody in there. And so we ordered the thing. Blake got the 10 nuggets, and I got the quarter pound with cheese. I was having
10 nuggets. What does that usually go for?
Might be $5.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I love their nuggets. I think they were the first ones that had the nuggets. But now, you know, at McDonald's, they have it like a lot of these other places. Once you order, you get
I think, Mark, it was 20 nuggets. 20 nuggets for $5. Because it's usually four nuggets for a buck.
Well, no. If you order a regular, that's in the – they don't have that. That was when they had when they had the discount years ago. But if you go there to just order an order of nuggets, it's like $4. It's just I think there's five – or I don't know. It's like $5 or whatever. So the – I don't know what the cost is. But anyhow, the things that they're putting in there, it's a great price. But anyhow, we went and ordered, and they're doing this now that they're doing Carl's Jr. They give you your number, you sit down, and they bring it out to you.
So you have a seat.
Yeah.
Time consuming.
Well, it's kind of silly, I think. It's McDonald's. Why are they doing it?
They're not saving any time.
Well, they're trying to bring up the step it up a notch, you know.
Stepping in a match as opposed to standing there, you're sitting down.
Well, if you get your food brought out to you, you know, like a lot of places, they'll bring your food out to you. It seems a little bit upper class than just standing there to give them to you. So that's what they're doing. I think it's silly.
Yeah,
I think it's ridiculous.
Stupid.
It's McDonald's for crying out loud. Well, just like how they have that Kraft thing. You pick and choose your burger. You get the bun. You get the meat.
Well, they're trying to experiment there, but that I get that, but I don't get bringing your food out to you.
Yeah, the thing is stepping up a notch. Like if you're at a regular restaurant and you sit down and they bring it out to you, but it's silly. But I had the Quarter Pounder with cheese, and you know it's called the Quarter Pounder.
So did you wait longer? Did you find yourself waiting longer?
No, because the place was empty.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was ready the same time, but instead of waiting up there, they bring it out to you on the tray, which I thought, again, this is McDonald's. I said, this is McDonald's. This is kind of silly. But the Quarter Pounder with cheese, it no matter how you slice it, it's a Quarter Pounder. So
I'm laughing because if you just went there and just wanted a cheeseburger, they're bringing out just a cheeseburger to you, just sitting
out
there.
I mean, how many people just go to get a cheeseburger and nothing to drink with it or fries?
A cup of coffee, yeah. Old people, a cup of coffee. Hey, look at that. There's a pink Corvette out there. I wonder if Paris Hilton's driving it.
No, that's Angeline.
Yeah.
That's 60-year-old broad.
She drives that
Corvette. We met her when we were in Hollywood a couple months ago. But anyhow, it's a Quarter Pounder with cheese, which means it can't shrink. It's called a Quarter Pounder with cheese, so it's got to be there. But I tell you, when I got this burger, it sure looked a lot smaller than the last time I had a Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Yeah.
But it was delicious. I got to say that. It was just delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've had one lately.
A Quarter Pounder with cheese?
Yeah.
No. And when I do, I'm always on the fence. Do I want the Big Mac or do I want the Quarter Pounder with cheese? Because I like the secret sauce on the Big Mac. You don't get that in the Quarter Pounder.
Nope.
You get the bigger burger.
Yep.
But I do like the secret sauce, which is Thousand Islands. But,
same thing here.
Hey, have you been watching The Walking Dead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about the last two episodes? Bloodbath.
Bloodbath, last one? I thought the last one was pretty calm. I mean, boy, I kept saying to Blake, when's it going to pick up? When's it going to pick up?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Last week it was a bloodbath. The way they went there, like massacring everybody.
Oh, yeah. But Sunday night was just
last two
very
episodes,
lame.
I thought, very, very good. How about The Family, that new show, Family? Have you seen it?
The Family?
Yeah.
No.
Very good.
No.
That kid who's playing the kid who's been missing for 10 years, boy, does he look creepy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's gone for 10 years, then all of a sudden he's back.
Yeah.
Andrew McCarthy makes his return to TV. I liked him when he was on Royal Pains, but real good in this show. Real good. Mm. And you know what? I disagree with you, Mark, regarding the last week and last week's season finale of American Crime.
Yeah.
It ended. You said it ended where it looks like the season's going to continue. It ended.
No, it didn't.
It
the
ended.
Car pulled up.
Yeah. And they ended with you saying, does the kid get in? And then does the kid say, I'll take the 10 years?
Right.
It ends.
That's how a season ends.
Draw your own conclusion.
No, that's how the season ended.
Mark,
and it'll start again with... Yeah. See, the last season they had of that, it was set up like...
Oh, I know.
American Horror Story.
Yeah.
So it was a finale. It ended with Timothy Hutton killing everybody.
And
it ended.
That's how the next season will be. This one
this
ended
one
last
didn't
week.
End.
It ended.
What are you talking about? It ended.
It
there
ended.
Were two. There were two open
they,
things.
I thought it was absolutely brilliant how they did end it. Because
it was season. It was a season finale.
You draw
I'm
your own
forward to the next one.
The season ends. You draw your own conclusion.
But why would they do it that way when the last season ended where it just ended?
Yeah,
there was no conclusion to end. It ended
a little different. A little different. Which,
yeah, they
which,
ended it like a regular series ends it.
And how about Downton Abbey finally ending? Why?
They're on top.
And I've only watched it for two seasons, and it's like, man, I just need more of this. And it couldn't have ended any better than the way it did. It was absolutely a perfect ending for everybody in that show. Nobody died. Everything just ended perfectly.
It was a good ending.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I'm thinking for... And I'm glad it was a two-hour ending as opposed to just one, but you're thinking, how are they going to end this? How are they going to end that? But just, I mean, ideal. I mean, just fantastic. So... good TV, and now we're back with Bates Motel, which is fantastic. We got Damien, which is fantastic. Lucifer, which is fantastic. Nothing but good TV.
Well, Lucifer's okay, I think. It's kind of silly now, if you get me the point that he's the devil and he's back. Now he's the good guy. He's not helping everybody, and I think that's kind of silly.
But you know what's back and it's fantastic? Gotham. Mr. Freeze was introduced last week, and man, it's dark and it's just fantastic. I mean, it's just very entertaining, good stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Well, like I mentioned earlier, we're doing our ESPY gifting suite in July. We're doing a bunch of things. So if you want to get your brand involved in the WOW Creations event, contact us at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Or if the Gmail account is down, go to wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Right?
Yeah. How about this article right here about us in the Toluca? Did you talk about that?
No, I did not.
That's a good picture. So that's Miss America from 2000.
Right. 2000. She won. The previous one, right.
Yeah. She doesn't. I mean, she's good looking, but she doesn't look like a beauty queen. But get out and get in your latest issue of the Toluca. Did you look, Mark, see if there's the article in there about.
Renee?
Yeah. I know they mentioned her in here, but there's no
article. Well, no, she said it was coming out the next week, but I got the next week one last week, too. I got two of them, okay? But I scoured through it, and I couldn't find it. So I don't know if it's in this week's one, but I sent an email to Margie asking her and didn't hear back from her. So I don't know.
That's a great picture, and that's a great article. Margie always does a good one of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Twice a year she does.
Right, right. So that you're right, that is good. But we're always looking for new Facebook followers. Friends, I should say, facebook.com/wowcreations. And Twitter followers, again, we're on Twitter. Wow.
Twice.
Yeah. It's twitter.com/wowhollywood. We're also on the Instagram. We're on, let's see, what's the other one? The MySpace, LinkedIn. And I think, we're just starting
Snapchat
up a Snapchat
soon.
We've got a Snapchat.
Soon.
We just got to get it going, right?
Yeah.
Or visit our website. Always see what's going on. It's a rich resource. Wowcreationsmedia.com. What else is going on?
Well, I thought we almost lost it last week when the account. Somebody sent us an email saying your website's not up. That was kind of scary, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Right.
We were just under construction and we were having some things added. But when I got
that
email.
I think they call that maintenance.
Right, yeah. Under construction. Yeah, maintenance. But I got to tell you. I shaked and I shivered, you know.
Yeah. But that's how we do business. So we're here. Look for Storage Wars on April 5th. We still got a lot of time for that, though. But who knows?
3 weeks from
back,
today.
Right?
3 weeks from today.
In the meantime, you can watch us if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, www.firstrun.tv. It's the Harris Brothers' fabulous world of WOW. You can listen to that and watch it 24/7. We're here again every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Channel 2, www.latalkradio.com, The Tastemakers. And I always like to say, like the Pitbull says, every day above ground is a great day. So until next week, everybody,
right.
Adios.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.